LHU, 27, 21 over Howard on Saturday. What did you like about the way your team played?
We just keep getting better each week. I was glad to see, how we were able to run the football. We stressed that a lot, cut down on the turnovers. Our defense just kept playing. So it was just a great team win, all three phases, and just excited for those guys because we understand how big this rivalry is. And so the fact that they were able to come out with the victory on Saturday was a good feeling.
Let's start with the offensive side of the ball. And Jaquan Snipes, a guy that hasn't gotten a lot of run over the last couple of years, comes up huge for you. 10 carries, 117 yards, and those two big touchdowns in the second half, including that 53-yarder that puts you kind of ahead to stay. Just talk about his performance.
Well, I mean, been a guy that, again, he's been around since I first got here as a freshman, and he's always kind of stayed the course, and he's been on special teams, he's played, so it wasn't like he hasn't played, and he's always kind of known, kind of here's my role, and when my opportunity presents itself, he showed up, so I was proud to see him step up. We had five guys that were able to run the football on Saturday and did well with, three of those guys being running backs and two of them being our quarterbacks. And so, he kind of put it on his back and did a great job when we needed him to.
First question this afternoon from Sean Robertson. Go ahead, Sean.
Thanks, Rob. Good afternoon, Coach. How are you?
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Good, good. I wanted to talk more about Snipes. It just seems like, his performance in a way could help Burris down the line as far as a 1-2 combination. Can I get your thoughts about that?
I mean, we have four or five backs here. It does help when you can take some of the load off of him. Burris has been carrying the ball, over 20 plus times a game in the last two games, and so you got a guy like Snipes and Tymir Robinson, and so we've got some other guys that can do it. It just happened to be it his night, and it's good to see it because we've always thought he had that potential, and it just showed up on Saturday.
And if I can follow up about your quarterback play, how you've been able to rotate Zealous and also Mays, do you see that in the future to continue to rotate those guys, or do you want to stick with one and ride him the rest of the way?
To be honest, and everybody asks this question, for us, we got two great quarterbacks. Sometimes one just has a hotter hand than the other. Sometimes we just want to give defenses another look, and it's worked well for us. I can't say that, 6 weeks from now that it's the same, but for right now, we're getting a lot of mileage of having both quarterbacks being able to play, and until we see the change otherwise. There's merit to have both of them ready to go.
Thanks, Coach.
Trent, I just one more on the offensive side. Obviously, you run for almost 300 yards, but Howard scores that touchdown to get back within six. Your team gets the ball back, what, 4.5 minutes or so to go. How big and what were you able to do so well to basically run the clock out and end the game?
Again, we talk about our guys up front. They did a heck of a job when we were getting the ball back. We all said, "Hey, we can end this thing right here." It all starts with the guys up front, and they did a heck of a job of just knocking them guys off the ball, pushing them off the ball, giving our backs a chance to run without anybody touching their legs or feet for 2 or 3 yards. And it's things that we work on all week. So the stuff that you saw from us on Saturday, every phase of that we work during the week, and so to us to kind of be all on the same page, it was something that we practice, we talk about. But I have to give a lot of credit to those guys up front. Our tight ends played outstanding. They were able to move guys off the ball, and then when every day started kind of condensing everything in, Chris was able to pull it at the end and get those extra big yards. But my hats goes off to our guys up front.
I want to switch over and talk a little bit about the defense. Xavier Marshall in particular, 8 tackles in the game, and then maybe none bigger than when you guys were able to get that goal line stop on, and he was able to force the fumble on fourth down. How big was that play or that sequence for your defense to keep them out of the end zone? And then just talk about Xavier's performance.
Oh man, it's great to have him, you know, as a leader. He's done a great job coming into his senior season to lead the defense, and so proud of what he's doing. And again, defensively, we work goal line. You know, that's something that we work. We work, you know, third down and short. We work goal line situations. And so again, our guys feel confident in these situations because we work those things in practice. And so to see what you do in practice show up on game is rewarding. And those guys really was excited. They were even talking about it, you know, coming off the field, like, this is the stuff we work during the week. And it prepared them for that moment at that time. And he's playing great. Our defense is playing good football. There's still some things we've got to get fixed, but overall, you can just see them starting to gel more and more every week.
So you start conference play this week with a big one, a short trip to William and Mary. As you've started to look at them, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
I mean, offensively, you know that it goes through the running game. You know, Bronson is good. Their quarterbacks, you know, they have a two quarterbacks that they play with. Their running back is a senior who's done it many times. They're physical up front. Defensively, same thing. Those guys are physical and strong and stout on the inside. They run around in the secondary. They just had a guy, you know, freshman player of the week and TJ. And so, you know, your hands are you got to prepare for this one. You know, they're solid all the way around. You know, Coach London does a great job. I've known him since 1998, so we go back that far back. They're well coached. He has those guys playing well. And you know, we're going to have to have a great week of practice and be ready to go.
I've talked to Coach London about this, but how good is this series? I'm sure a lot of your guys and the William and Mary guys have played against each other coming up and through high school, and the schools are in close proximity. How good is this game to be able to play this game every year as a conference game?
It's very exciting. You know, you're right here in the 757 area. We both all recruit kind of the same young men. You know, they've played against each other. They've went to high school with each other. Their families know each other. And so having this opportunity to start playing, I think this will be our 10th time that we've played each other. And so it's important. We understand, you know, what this game means, you know, for the community and for both programs. And so our guys will be ready to play because they know that a lot of eyes will be on this football game.
You guys have played over the last several weeks, played a bunch of rivalry games and games that are important to your school and your alums. And now you turn the page and start playing your first conference game. What's the message to your guys this week?
We're in the second phase of this. You know, this is our second season. You played your first four games, and you know, that's kind of season one for us. And now we're getting into the season two part of it, where it's the conference play. And we understand that there's things that we've done in the last four games that were good, but there were some things that we really got to clean up because we understand this conference and how tough this conference is, and some of the mistakes and mishaps that you may have had in the first four that you could get away with and still win. You can't do that when you start playing teams like William and Mary and people in our conference.
How much confidence has the last 3 weeks given your team heading into conference play?
I think a lot. You know, when they're starting to see what we've done in practice pay off, and then what we've done in practice to carry over into game week. And so, you know, our guys are starting to feel comfortable, even more comfortable with just themselves as a team and as a coaching staff. So we're starting to gel, I believe, at the right time.
All right, Trent, thanks so much for your time this afternoon, and look forward to